Hello lovely people, welcome again to this wonderful podcast, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are hearing me from. So today I am here with Ibrahim. Yeah, I think I know him by Ibrahim.
Muhammad Ibrahim.
So he happens to be a pharmacy student and also the president of AMPE, what is known in Morocco among Moroccan medical students. I mean, not only medical students, student doing medical related courses as an association, but he will tell us more about it definitely because I know little about it. But before I dive into today's conversation, I would want to talk about the fact that you guys need to subscribe and also turn on the push notification, and don't forget to like this video wherever you find it. And I think that's all I have to say for now. So let's get straight into the conversation. And so Ibrahim, tell me, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine, yeah.
Well, this is not the normal, getting into your DM to ask you how you are doing. This is a genuine asking you how you are doing.
Okay. I think I'm fine. Yeah. I'm just a little bit nervous, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome. So I hope coming to the studio, you didn't find any problem coming here.
No, because it's not very difficult to come here. So
yeah,
it was easy.
Anyways, I actually thank you for honoring this particular moment. So let's get to it because my listeners are actually waiting. So can you tell me a little bit about your background, who you are?
Okay. Hi, viewers and listeners. My name is Muhammad Ibrahim Jassi, and I am a Gambian currently studying in Morocco. I'm in my fifth year, and I'm doing pharmacy. Actually, I'm serving as the president of AMPER, and I'm here to talk about it in details with my brother here from Ghana.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We will get into AMPER, but before then, can you just give me a little bit about yourself, how you started from Gambia till here? I just really want to know you and my listeners as well.
Okay. Yes, sometimes I find it difficult to talk about myself, but yeah. Let me try.
All right.
I am, as I said earlier on, I'm from the Gambia, mm-hmm. which is the smiling coast of Africa. So basically, I graduated from the Gambia, from St. Peter's Technical Senior Secondary School in the Gambia. And then later on, I got a scholarship to come to Morocco to study pharmacy. And then coming to Morocco, has the ritual, we have to study French for a year or something like that, closer to that. So coming here, I did my French, and then after the French, I get enrolled in pharmacy school, and right now I'm in fifth year, and the journey has been not easy. I'm grateful that we made it this far. So yeah.
So which so you are in Morocco?
Yes.
If I didn't catch that very well. Oh, all right. So tell me a little bit about your school life. Looking at the fact that you are an Anglophone and studying in a Francophone country, how do you find any difficulties that you would like to share?
Yeah, coming to Morocco from Gambia, which is an Anglophone country, it's like, it's a big transition because, of the language barrier and the academic system. Both of the academic system are different. So you have to, really catch up. Try to get really into this French system. It wasn't easy at the beginning because we have to learn French and also try to adjust with the academic system.
Yeah,
first year was it wasn't easy.
I know,
but with the effort and then with the stroke, with the let's say with the guidance that we get from our seniors, and also with the friendly people that we met at the beginning of our studies, yeah. We were able to come this far, and we are grateful for it. The beginning was not easy, but we made it through, so we are grateful.
Then a big congratulations to you, because myself, I have found myself in these shoes, and I know how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made mention about the fact that you are an AMPE president. Well, I would like you to give us more details about AMPE before we will see how you actually, organize yourself being a student, a pharmacy student for that matter, which is very difficult, and then being the president of AMPE. So just tell me how AMPE is, what it is, then I can see how you go about,
Okay, I think I'm excited to answer this question because so many students didn't know much details about ampere. So yeah, basically ampere, when we say ampere, is like an abbreviations. Yeah, so ampere, it means like amical des étudiants médecins et pharmacie étrangers de Rabat.
That's French. Please, could you do what yeah. you say it in English for my
basically English it's like people. An association for medical and pharmacy students that are currently at the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmacy of Rabat.
Okay.
So it was an association that was formed since 2001. Mm-hmm. Like 2001.
2001, yeah. Very long time.
Very long time, mm-hmm. indeed. So it was formed by former medical and pharmacy students that mm-hmm. were studying at the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmacy of Rabat. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to come together to form an association that will help to bring all medical and pharmacy students and even dentist students under one umbrella of unity and solidarity.
Yes. Yes.
To make sure we connect and bond together and then, you know, try to help and integrate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it comes to... when it comes to about our medical academic pursuit and also pharmacy and dentist, and also to just to integrate ourselves because we are from different backgrounds,
yeah.
different cultures. So coming together would be nice. So that is why they initiated this association since 2001, mm. and it has been going like pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then as as you know, in every association,
yeah, because you are dealing with human beings.
Yeah, sometimes yeah. you reach at the climax state, sometimes you go
down.
Yeah, so. But it's still existing.
No, that's very nice. And definitely, that's how come I know about it. Since 2001, that has been a very long ride.
Exactly.
So who are the people who formed this particular, apart from the fact that you've mentioned, so that means any student from any country at all can be found. So far as the person is doing pharmacy, medicine, or dentistry, this person can be under this particular, association.
Yes. Yes, normally, yes. Because, you know, like representation matters in mm. every way you go.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, being foreigners, or let's say being international students
mm-hmm.
studying at the Faculty of Medicine, we deem it necessary. I think it's necessary for us to have a representation.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that is why they initiated the association. Once you are a student and you are an international student,
mm-hmm.
Precisely, you are studying at the Faculty of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
A pharmacy and dentist, you're part of the association, so mm-hmm. you just have to make sure like you give the you pay attention to the requirements, like the formal requirements.
All
but
right.
once you are a student, you are considered a member.
Fast forward, what are the requirements? Because I can choose to be in the school, all right, and decide not to join this particular association. So that means, is it a kind of an obligation that no matter what, you should be there, or?
It's not like if you are saying it's an obligation, it's like I don't like the word obligation,
yeah.
but it's just something like, let's say you cannot say you are a student at the Faculty of Medicine at the same time you're not a medical student. Like, it's like something, I don't know, but it's not like an obligation.
So literally you're trying to say, well, you cannot say you are at the Faculty of Medicine and say you are not a medical student. Meanwhile, you are reading medicine.
Yes, something you are studying medicine.
Oh, right.
Like, it's like, and you are international student, and this is like giving us representative.
Oh, all right.
So all right. It's not an obligation. Like, you are there, you're part of it, yeah. but it depends on you just to abstain or,
take part.
Yeah, to take part in the activities.
That means if something happens to me, I can call upon you guys, even if I don't take part of the activities. That's what you are literally saying.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, quick forward. I want to ask you of the benefits if I'm in this particular association.
Yeah, exactly. As I said earlier on, it's yeah. like a representative and a representation of international students. Mm-hmm. So everywhere you go, you need somewhere to belong.
Mm-hmm.
So forming ampere,
mm-hmm.
it's like giving us representative format, something like that.
All right.
So the benefits of it is it's many. For example, whenever there is a whenever you're going through some, you know, academic struggles,
mm-hmm.
or whenever there is a problem with, you know, inscriptions or with your enrollment and all the stuff, Ampere can intervene to make sure like you have a smooth enrollment processes.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is one thing, for especially for new students that are coming to the, you know, for example, some students will come to Morocco and have communities and stay here for like a year to do French. Some won't have that. They just come from their country straight to.
Yeah, I know some few people who are actually passing this particular problem.
Yes. So we make sure that we facilitate the enrollment process at the Faculty of Medicine. We make sure we work with the administration to make sure like everything is going smoothly for them. Yeah, so that they shouldn't be that much stress. Also, we normally organize so many activities.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about the activities. Yeah.
Yeah, we organize so many activities.
Yeah.
So many people are not aware of this, but we do organize academic activities, social activities, cultural activities, you name them.
Yeah, I think I was in one of your cultural activities some time ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And how was it? It was amazing, right?
Yeah, it was very, very amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So we also organize academic activities, like we organize workshop. Workshop in French, we call it atelier. Yeah, because you know, sometimes we are in the domain of medicine,
which demands more practice.
And it requires practice. So you are the fact, like the numbers so plenty. So we try to make sure like we organize extra academic activity that will make sure like we, the international students, we will be together and then have some practical workshops that will help us to better understand stops easily, because you know when the number you are limited and then we have a lecturer or guidance that is giving us some medical tips, that will be easier.
Yeah, I think literally you are doing everything that's around medicine. So it's now limiting my question to the fact that, but still I'll ask anyway, you happen to be in the medical domain. How do you balance all these activities with your school life and with your health? Because it's very important you don't exhaust yourself, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. For that
definitely
question.
I'll ask you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just about, you know, trying to manage your time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me personally, I'm somebody who likes to volunteer. Like I like to help people. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that like it gives me so much joy. Helping people and volunteering.
It feels good to do good.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So when I was in fourth year, I was like, okay, I mean the fact like attending lecture, you know, doing particles, that alone, I was like, I'm missing something.
Exactly.
So I need to make sure like I get integrated to the association. And and also try to, you know, to do the things that give me joy, mm-hmm. like help people. Mm-hmm. So concerning balancing it, I think most of the events that we normally organize, we organize it in a way that won't interfere with our academic journey.
Yes,
for example, when we are at organizing atelier or cultural event, we will organize it in a way in a specific day that we make sure like we don't get consumed by such activity.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if we want to organize a workshop, we make sure we organize it in the at the beginning, where you know we were not so consumed by the academic work.
Exactly.
So that way it's just like, just try, you know, it's not very hectic. If we are organizing cultural activity, we organize it maybe at the end when exams are already done, or maybe in the middle where we know we are not very, very busy with our
academics.
So it's just like we try to make sure we create a time for it. It's just about creating time.
So it's just about doing everything at the right time, at the right time. Well, I want to pull you back a little bit, just being curious. I mean, this channel, all I do is talk about health stuff. So do you guys actually have, I mean, some parts of your activities where you center it around, you know, talking to people, advising people about their health and stuff?
Yes.
Because you guys happen to be like lots of medical students.
Yes.
So you guys, do you do such a thing?
Yes. Yes, we do. Even like a few months ago, we did organize a webinar about mental health, because you know, studying in a foreign land and then studying medicine and pharmacy is not easy. Some of the students, they normally go through depression, sometimes some form of anxiety, and especially when exams are approaching, sometimes they normally feel some family pressure and all stuff. So we deem it necessary to organize some webinars like. About concerning mental health, that will help them to manage their emotions and also, you know, to be able to know how to manage themselves mentally and physically. Also, I think in previous executive, they normally make sure like the president or the vice president would call, you know, students, like random students.
Yeah.
And make sure to ask them how they're doing, what are they, if they are encountering some problems, they try to communicate with them. Nice. And then try how best they can help them. Even financially sometimes.
Yeah. And not relationship advice. You don't do that. Definitely you wouldn't. You don't meddle into someone's, I mean, relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend issue. Do you?
Like,
well, maybe that's not part of your objectives. I get it though.
But before they used to make sure like they call. Because you know some stuff they personal. So if they feel like discussion is about us, we are open.
That means you guys have counselors, like people who are open to, you know, to listen to people who are.
One thing about us is like we have people that are so willing to help, like in whatever ways. People that have experience also, because like it's an association that have like people that are staying in Morocco for a very long time. They have experience. They know most of the things that a first year, second year student would be going through.
Yeah.
So they are in a better position, you know, to give advice. And then some of them are around. And if there is any member in the association that needs help, they are always ready to help.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Ibrahim, right now you get very personal, right?
Okay.
I think I'm speaking too much in it. Okay. So Ibrahim, we will get very personal right now. And there are some few questions I want to ask you. I want you to talk to me about, I mean, the moment where you near death. Your near death situation. I mean your moment.
This question is like okay.
Why? Has it been several times or just this one time you felt like you were very close to death?
Yeah, like any other person, you know, we experience life and then life comes with some challenges and then some, you know, some obstacles, some ups and downs, you know.
Yeah.
So I can say just, I think a few years ago, I experienced some depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in third year, going to fourth year.
All right.
Yeah. And then it was not easy for me, you know. As international students, being away from home, studying in a foreign land, it's not easy. Sometimes you go through stuff like this. And life wasn't given life. So
life was no life.
Yeah.
Literally, then you are dead.
Exactly. But thanks to the people that I have in my circle, mm-hmm. they were able to listen to me without judging me. Mm-hmm. They were able to give me helpful advices. And then, mm-hmm. thank God I'm here.
Yeah, definitely. You are here. You are here. And then today we are having this very wonderful podcast. Because for me, what I normally say when it comes to, I mean, mental health, it's not actually about how big the issue is. It's actually about who you fall on when you are in such a situation. Exactly. And you happen to have some very good listeners in your circle.
Yes.
People are really ready to listen. But if you keep it all in your head, it becomes more dangerous. You get it? And people even go to the extent of looking it up on the internet. I think you also did the same thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was not clinically diagnosed with depression, but I know because I made research. You see. And I
because it gets very, very...
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
Some signs and symptoms are there, and then if you saw it, you know that you're going through it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I feel like, you know, the experts need to tell you what you have.
Exactly.
Because that will actually tell you if your life is actually in the right direction or not.
That's right. It's better to get diagnosed from the right
people. The right people. So tell me, do you have any medical app on your phone?
Yes, I do.
What's that and what does it do?
I have this an app called Vedal. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a documentation of all medicines that I use in Morocco. So it's just helped me get familiarized with some of the medications that are available in Morocco. So I like to visit it time and time again. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a pharmacy student, so I need to.
Yeah, you need to. So aside that, for you yourself, you don't have any app that regulates your health.
I have this iPhone health app, so but I barely use it.
Because it's very, very important to check. So that means you don't do exercise yourself.
I do.
What can I say? Like, playing football?
Not football. I'm not football fan. Yeah. But I go to the gym.
That's good.
Maybe 3 times or 4 times in a week. I like to run a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sometimes I do homework out, just to make sure.
But for me, I honestly would need the motivation to get to the gym.
Yeah, but you know, I'm living in Compose and we have a gym there, so I wouldn't be justice to myself if I don't go.
We have hours right in front of us, right under our nose, but trust me, I don't. I really would need a motivation. Can you tell me, is there something you would like to disinvent? You happen to be in the medical field. Yeah. When it comes to medicine, is there something you would like to disinvent? Maybe medication, maybe procedure, anything at all that happens to be in medicine.
Okay, this question.
Yeah.
Maybe plastic surgery.
Yeah. But trust me, people will come after you.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't want to ask you the reason why you think we should disinfect it, because this is just a normal question. I want to just know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe the way people are just abusing it. I don't know. But some people will just try to change their form. Like, it's just natural. I mean, artificial is just, it's not giving.
Well, so, well, I wouldn't have much to say because I don't want to be in trouble at the end of the day.
That is what comes to my mind.
All right. So you happen to be the president of AMPE. I mean, you do not take care of students really, but like you speak to students. So this happened to be a very important moment where you have to advise my people who are watching you. Any advice for anyone coming to Morocco to study? Not basically about medicine, but like, to study in Morocco. That's your camera. You can speak to them.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, Morocco, it's a very cool country. It's a very advanced. Like, in Africa, Morocco is one of the most advanced countries.
Yeah.
So, if you are coming from an Anglophone country and then coming to Morocco will give you an opportunity to have, like, the French and the English and also get a degree. And at the same time, if you are from Francophone, coming to Morocco to study, it's also an opportunity for you because you get to learn so many things. So when you are coming to Morocco, be ready to make sure, like, have the intention of, you know, when you come to Morocco, you're not going to study and then just live like that. Be aspiring to become a better version of yourself. You know, get your degree, try to network and connect. Because when you come here, you're going to meet so many different nationalities, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so learn from them, be open-minded, you know, and then try to make sure, like, you balance your school with other extracurricular activities. Yeah. Try to balance it. Because at the end of the day, both are important. And we are living in a globalized world. So having both is like an opportunity for you. So just make sure you be open-minded and
you
try to create
to speak
balance.
Two languages as well.
Yeah, you can. Especially me. Like right now, I can switch to French anyhow I want. So
it's interesting.
It's interesting.
So just go ahead. You should come. We'll be here waiting for you.
Yeah. And you have so many people that will be that will support you. You know, I mean, you know how many, how.
However,
possible way.
Yes, exactly. Because he happened to be the AMPE president. Whenever you get to Morocco, you're having problems, just get to him. And tell me, speaking about that, do you have any upcoming events that's in the pipeline?
We do. Because, you know, at this particular period, like, people are busy with exams, preparation, and all of those. So it will be difficult to organize an activity. Even if we organize the attendance will be very discouraging. Mm. So that's why we try to keep all activities on hold until exams are done.
Yeah.
So immediately after exams, we want to organize an activity called Soirée Culturelle. It's like a traditional night.
Yeah. As long as the soirée is going to be interesting.
I know, right? It will be more about discovering people's culture, because, you know, at the Faculty of Medicine, we have people from different
backgrounds.
Like over 70 nationalities are there.
That includes the Moroccans. So they happen to, or they are not part. Okay, you said étranger.
Yeah, but this event that is coming, Moroccans are going to be there, because it's going to englobe all the nationalities that are there. So it's going to be a night of discovery, discovering people's culture. And then we are excited for it, and we are planning behind the scene to make sure
you
that everything goes well. Yeah.
You guys are doing
and then
lot.
Maybe after the next academic year, we organize some academic activities just to wrap up with the executive thing.
Exactly. Then that means you people, your event actually happens, during the academic year,
Yeah, most of the activities are normally held during the academic year. But then, during the holidays, so many people would like to go home, you know, visit their family and all of that. That is why sometimes we don't organize much activity. But if members want us to organize,
definitely,
we will definitely have to organize.
It happens that I actually lived... not lived, studied in the faculty, but I only heard little about AMPE. Where can you actually find? Because I know there are a lot of people out there attending the same school as us, but they don't have any idea about AMPE. Where can they locate you people? I mean, now everybody lives on the internet.
Yeah.
So on social media.
Where? Exactly. Yes, AMPE is available. It's like, it's present on so all social media, basically all social media platforms. Facebook, we are available. If you type AMPE, you will see us. Instagram also, we are available there, AMPE.
I mean, people who are not actually watching, it's spelled AMPER. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Even LinkedIn, we are available there. And wow, right now, we're working on a website which we will be launching very soon.
Interesting.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. How about YouTube?
No. Yeah, we will give you a touch. We will think about it.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's very good. That's very good. I actually enjoyed this particular conversation.
I enjoyed this convo. Nice.
And then I think we have to be doing this thing more often.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we have to do. But we are going to do the outro with a game. Now, this game is basically about the fact that we are going to form sentences with words. So I will say one word, he will complete the word. The person who says it last is the loser.
Okay.
So that means that I have to find a word. Even if I have to say full stop, I'll say it. So we are going to start. So I will begin. So something should come up.
This
is
the
end
of
the
video.
So
please
don't
forget
to
like
and
subscribe.
Also, I can also end. Anyways, don't forget to also like and share and subscribe.
Hit the notification box.
Yeah, and give us some likes. It will go a very
and
long
comment,
way.
Please
comment. And this has been.
We are doing all of this for you guys, yeah. So it's very important for you guys to subscribe and share.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that will help us to get this channel to where we need to get it.
Yeah.
Because we are sharing content that are so beneficial. So let's get it there.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I really appreciate
Thank you for having
really
me. The pleasure is mine.
Yeah.
All right. Until then.
This time around. Until then. This time around, camera, you got it.